Well, you got your first meet under your belt with Lamar and Otero. I know you improved from day one to day two, but hey, you start someplace, you get a good meet in, and fifth place, I know not as high as you wanted it to, but and it's good teams involved. I see EWC is off and running with their normal good team again this year, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're solid. They got good depth, good freshmen, good sophomores. They just got a good program there for sure. And Central Wyoming, their top four players are just as good as anybody's. Eastern Wyoming's, they kind of struggle with their fifth and sixth man, but their top four is getting it done, so they're putting them right in the mix each and every week as well. Unfortunately for us, that first day just we're out of anything. We're just kind of hoping to maybe get pick up a spot or two. We're trying to get to fourth if possible. We're just three strokes out at fourth, but we're sixth place, 14 strokes out of fifth, and we were able to get to that fifth spot, but just way too many mistakes and just really bad golf. I mean, it really was. And it's a talented team, but we focused on trying to play good, smart golf, consistent, and we had lots of good practice weather going into it, and unfortunately it did not show up on Thursday. We had one guy start off on a par 3, took an 8. We had another guy who on a par 3 had a birdie putt opportunity and walked off with a triple bogey somehow. We had another player who had an eagle and four birdies and still shot 12 over par. He had an 11 on a hole. It's just, you can't have that and expect to compete. And we walked away definitely disappointed, but kept our heads high and knew we could do better the second day, and they did. Three solid scores. Our fourth score was a little higher than we wanted that second day, and that player Chance, he kind of finished on a bad stretch there of his last six holes, and he was kind of on track to shoot kind of around that 72, 73, 74 range, but he just kind of didn't finish very well. But again, talented players, they just need to learn how to show up for 2 days, and I'm still optimistic about the season. And in the past, this would have been our season would essentially be over, because it was always based on points and how you qualify for nationals. And then if you don't do it based on winning the region with the points, it was automatic qualifier or through a ranking, and we would not be getting that. So, in the past, our season would basically just be over. And now we're still in it. We have one tournament that comes down to, and that's our goal, is to be peaking at that tournament. And I know we can play with Eastern Wyoming, Central Wyoming, Otero, if we are all clicking on one day, 2 day, all rounds. We have the talent to do that. We've got to figure it out somehow.
I know you're crossing your fingers. A snowstorm did not come at a good time at all. Never does in the springtime with golf tournaments, but it's your own tournament. I was thinking, Tyler, you're going to get through this week. With, this is dating back like a week ago or something like that, that you get through your tournament with no weather, because every single spring, it seems like weather affects your tournament, and it does earlier in the week, but it's just a case of getting this stuff melted off because the temperatures are going to be okay Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking at that forecast for a while now, and, even Thursday, Friday, it's like, well, Friday didn't look so good for a while, but now Thursday, Friday looks really good. It just got to, if we can get the snow melted off, we should have good weather for it. We could definitely do it one day if we needed to on a Friday, but hopefully we get the 2 days in, get this snow out of here. Fortunately, we have the facilities to practice indoors, which we're thankful for. So we'll still get some golf swings in the next few days and prepare for our tournament.
EWC, Central, Otero, Lamar, I take it all had some experience. Sophomores back once again for them this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're probably the only all-freshman team, you know, there might be another one in the nation, but I think we're probably the only one. You know, it's not very common to have just an all-freshman team. And, you know, they're going to gain a lot of experience. And, you know, with golf, you definitely learn a lot from losing, and you learn a lot about your game. With these guys, it's just all the mental stuff. But, yeah, we're definitely by far the youngest, most inexperienced team. But, yeah, that only goes so far. I mean, there's only a year difference between, you know, the freshmen and sophomores on the other team. So, I mean, we still need to do better golf management-wise. And, you know, we always look forward to our home invite because, you know, home course advantage is big on our course. And, you know, but we got to be able to keep the ball in play off the tee box, and that's what killed us in the Mar. And, you know, even in La Junta, where you can get away with that, if we were playing on a tighter course, we would have some issues. We were kind of spraying the ball still, and we just can't do that, you know, in McCook. And it's going to be a bigger field. We'll have our all our region teams, and then we also got North Platte and Southeast coming too. So it'll be a nice big tournament, and good to see how we stack up against some other teams outside our region.